Greetings, my friends. Today we continue the discussion of the subject of premillennialism. Christ on David's throne is our particular theme for discussion today. Yes, Christ occupies the throne of David. Premillennialism denies the present reign of Christ on David's throne. Furthermore, this false theory denies the existence of Christ's kingdom on earth today, as pointed out previously. Premillennialism affirms that Christ Jesus will occupy the throne of David when he returns to this earth to establish his kingdom and reign 1,000 years with the saints on earth. Today, we are considering the reign of Christ on David's throne. Before Christ could reign on the throne of David, there would have to be a kingdom on which he might reign. Hardly would there be a throne without a kingdom, nor a kingdom without a king. Previously, I have presented from the Bible the fact that the kingdom was established some 2,000 years ago and not some time yet to be established in the future. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, occupies the throne of David this very day and will continue to reign on the throne of God's kingdom until the end of time. On the day of the origin of the kingdom, the first Pentecost, after Christ's resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ began his reign on the throne of David in the kingdom of the Lord. In his Holy Spirit-directed address, the Apostle Peter declared, recorded in Acts 2:29, "Men and brethren, let me speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." Verses 29 and 30 of Acts 2. From this text, it is evident, beyond any shadow of doubt, that it was God's plan that his Son, Christ, should be raised from the dead to occupy the throne of David and the kingdom which was to be established that very day. In fact, this declaration of the inspired apostle was an introduction of Christ the King, to be inaugurated as King on the throne on that very occasion. I call your attention to the phrase, to sit, which is an infinitive adverbial statement, meaning that Christ was raised that he might sit on David's throne. The Apostle James later, during the Jerusalem conference, made the same affirmation. He said, "The house of David, the kingdom of God, was to be built again, with the Lord ruling the hearts of men." Hear the inspired apostle. I say, are you listening? "Brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath rehearsed how God visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agreed the words of the prophets, and it is written, after these things I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen, and I will set it up, that the residue of men may seek after the Lord, and all Gentiles upon my name, whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who maketh these things known from of old." Although the word tabernacle, as used in the Bible, sometimes refers to tent, that is not its use in this context. Here the word referred to David's house, David's lineage, David's descendants, David's ruling family. In his comments on this proposition, the late N.B. Hardiman, the highly esteemed Bible scholar, declared, and I quote, "It follows then, my friends and brethren, that if the lineage of David has not been restored upon his throne, the Gentiles are not privileged to seek after the Lord. Until Christ dies, comes forth triumphant from the dead, and makes his glorious ascent to the throne of God, where he is crowned King of kings and Lord of lords, the middle wall of partition still stands, and the Gentiles are not privileged to seek after the Lord." That's from Hardiman's Tabernacle Sermons, Volume 3, page 38. My friends, are you listening? If Christ is not on David's throne, then no Gentile on earth may obtain salvation through Christ Jesus. If Christ is not now on David's throne, then the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile still stands. If that middle wall of partition stands today, which is the Mosaic Law, then no Jew or Gentile may have salvation. Jesus Christ must be on his throne this very day, and since the day of Pentecost, or else neither Jew nor Gentile can know him in the forgiveness of his sins. The Apostle Paul affirmed, by authority of the Holy Spirit, that the middle wall of partition between Jew and Gentile, the law of Moses, was removed by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. You may read that in Ephesians 2:14-16 and Colossians 2:14. From this inspired declaration, it must also be concluded that reconciliation unto God of both Jew and Gentile is through Christ and His church, the one body. This same apostle in the same epistle unmistakably affirmed that the church is Christ's spiritual body. You read that in Ephesians 1:22-23. And to be in Christ's kingdom is to be in His church. To be in His church is to be a part of His spiritual body. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Hebrews 8:4, the inspired apostle declared that Christ cannot be a priest on earth. But premillennialism would affirm that both priest and king is Christ to be on this earth, at least for 1,000 years when He comes again. Now let's consider what the apostle says about this matter. The Bible says, "Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, seeing there are those who offer gifts according to the law." Hebrews 8, verse 4. This is indisputable. The scriptural conclusion, in conflict with premillennialism, is Christ cannot be a priest on earth, therefore the future earthly reign as priest and king in the kingdom for 1,000 years is totally false. The counter conclusion is, since Christ is not on earth and will not come back to this earth, He is now king and priest, reigning at the right hand of God on the throne of David, as declared in Acts chapter 2, verses 24 through 30. The conclusion of premillennial logic, therefore, would deny salvation now and later in the millennial reign. If Christ is not now on David's throne, He is not now priest. Without being priest, there would be no sacrifice available for our sins, therefore no salvation. If Christ cannot be the priest on earth during the proposed millennial reign, He cannot occupy the throne of David. And without being the priest, there can be no salvation. Therefore, premillennialism would deny to all men, even during the supposed 1,000 years reign, salvation from sin. Premillennialism, ladies and gentlemen, is completely false. It is a denial of New Testament Christianity. Jeremiah has a statement that needs our close attention. The inspired prophet of God said in Jeremiah 22:30, "Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no more shall a man of his seed prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling in Judah." The context will reveal that the prophet of God was speaking of Coni. Coni is the same as Jeconiah. The genealogy of Matthew chapter 1 makes it very clear that the fleshly lineage of Jesus is traced back through this Coni or Jeconiah. If Christ ever reigns in literal Jerusalem on David's literal throne, it will be 1,000 years without profit, without prosperity, and without salvation as declared by the prophet of God. There is no place for the premillennial theory in New Testament teaching. This materialistic system is a dishonor to God. It dethrones Christ. It removes Him as high priest on His throne. Premillennialism is a refutation of clearly taught statements in the New Testament. The authority of Matthew 16 and 18 and 19 is so clearly revealed. Listen. "And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In this passage, Jesus spoke about the building of the church in verse 18 and the kingdom of heaven in verse 19. Christ used the terms church and kingdom interchangeably. It must be remembered that whatever the Lord proposed to build, Peter had the keys to both. If the kingdom was not established at that time, then when would it be? And since it was to be during the lifetime of these apostles, are those men still living today? And who has the keys of the kingdom? The Lord gave the keys to Peter, you will recall. The truth of the matter is, the church and the kingdom are one and the same. Peter opened the doors of the kingdom to the Jews the day the church was established, the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2. Peter used the keys of the kingdom for the Gentiles, recorded in Acts chapter 10. Matthew 16, 18 and 19 will stand forever as a death blow to the whole premillennial concept. If premillennialism be true, then this statement of Jesus in Matthew 16, 18 and 19 is false. Mark chapter 9 and verse 1 is another thorn in the side of premillennialists. The Bible says, and I quote, "Are you listening?" "And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there are some here of them that stand by who shall in no wise taste of death till they see the kingdom of God come with power." What kingdom is Jesus speaking of? The one the prophets saw and the ones that were foretold by the prophets. It was the kingdom that was to come about which Jesus spoke during his personal ministry. The one about which John the Baptist spoke. "It was at hand, nigh unto you," these men of God declared. Jesus told his disciples that the kingdom would be established during the lifetime of some of them. Now, is that right or is that wrong? Look, number one, Jesus did establish the kingdom, or two, Jesus did not establish the kingdom. If he did establish the kingdom in the lifetime of some of the apostles, then premillennialism is false because this system says the kingdom is yet to be in the future. If that kingdom has not yet been established, then some people of the first century must still be living and will be living when Jesus comes again. Rather aged men by now, wouldn't you say? Obviously, none of that generation is yet alive. The kingdom was established during the lifetime of the apostles. The word of the Master and the prophet, Mark chapter 9 and verse 1, will stand forever as a death blow to the entire premillennial theory. John 3 verse 5. That's another real thorn in the side of premillennialism. Jesus declared, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." The birth of water and of the Spirit is to be experienced by those who enter into the kingdom. But if the kingdom is not yet established, as claimed by a premillennialist, and there is no validity to the new birth, that, my friends, is false. There is no new birth, therefore, and there are no children of God according to this false theory. Without the new birth, there can be no salvation, either Jew or Greek. Premillennialism denies that one can be a child of God today. John 3, 5 is a death blow to the entire fabric of premillennialism. Colossians 1, 13. Here Paul affirms that brethren at Colossae had been translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. The inspired writer of Hebrews affirms that they had received a kingdom that could not be shaken. Hebrews 12, 28. John said in Revelation 1, 9 that he was in the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, I say, are you listening? Don't you know that if the kingdom has not yet been established, then the Colossians could not have been translated into the kingdom? The Hebrews of the first century could not have received the kingdom? John the Apostle could not have been in the kingdom. Yet Paul affirmed that they were in the kingdom. Premillennialism is false. The Bible is true. In Luke 22:29, Jesus placed the Lord's Supper in the kingdom where it was to be observed. Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that the Lord's Supper is to be observed until Christ comes. But if the kingdom has not yet come, as premillennialists claim, then no one today has the right to observe the Lord's Supper. If there be no kingdom now, there cannot be the Lord's Supper now. I tell you, my friends, premillennialism is materialistic. It is subversive to true spirituality. It is anti-biblical. It is anti-Christian. It opposes the gospel and contradicts the whole system of Christianity. It makes deity subservient to Jewish obstinacy. Truly, the Bible is right. It cannot be wrong. Premillennialism is wrong.